Welcome to Faces of Success Radio. I am your host, Pearl J. We have a very exclusive interview for you this evening. We have Leontine Abdullah, celebrity designer. Yeah, we have a designer coming on this evening, and we're going to talk about the latest fashions and what's going on with her and all the top dollar clothing lines and all the good stuff that all the ladies like. So you guys just hang on in there with us. We're going to have a lot of fun this evening. We're going to hear a little bit from K-Rob called Caravan. He's one of the Isley Brothers' nephews. This is a new release. You guys are going to enjoy that. So just kick back with us and roll along on this lovely Wednesday evening, and we'll be right back with you for this exclusive interview with Miss Abdullah.
Are y'all ready to come with me on this ride on the Caravan of Life?
I'm
Beard, we are back into the show on Faces of Success Radio. We have Ms. Leontine Abdullah on the line on Faces of Success Radio. She is a celebrity designer. Welcome to the show. How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm fine, and you?
We are super fantastic. We are so pleased to have you on the show. We want to jump right into your interview. We're getting a little bit of feed from your background, but we wanted to jump right into your interview.
Okay. Sorry about that. Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear. What got you into fashion design?
Actually, my mom, she was a designer years ago. She would design for everyone in our community, and she had clients and customers and different things like that. So she was the source of, you know, designing. And then when I was a little girl, like about, like 6 years old, when I saw Mahogany, that, like, was it. Like, I saw that movie and said, that's what I want to do, you know? I wanted to be like the character Tracy Chapman. Tracy, oh, my God. I wanted to be like Tracy, Diana Ross in Mahogany.
And in your own words, what are the skills that are needed to become a successful fashion designer?
Well, first you have to have the passion for it, you know, because anything you do in life that you want to succeed in successfully, you have to have passion for it. So I would say the passion, the desire, and the drive. And then you have to set systems in place, like, you know, organize yourself, make a vision board, and project what it is you need to do. Find out what it is you need to do and start doing those things.
And where do you get, like, most of your, you know, your ideas and concepts, you know, like, you know, do you have other people helping you, you know, or, you know, how does your thoughts and concepts come to you? Or, you know, are you just like in the middle of the night and you wake up and go, oh, man, that, you know.
You know what, yeah, sometimes.
How does it come to you?
Sometimes, yes, sometimes they do come in dreams, but when I'm out and I see things, like as an artist, I don't care what it is. It could be a flower, it could be a plant, a building. I see things that kind of gives me an idea, and you know, of a drape design in my mind. Or when I go and look for fabric, sometimes I find the fabric, and then when I start draping in my mannequin or when I, you know, begin the design process, it will tell me exactly, you know, what this look will be. Yeah, it's all about the fabric for me. Like, I don't always have the look in my mind first. It's usually the fabric first.
Well, describe to me something that excites you about fashion, the fashion industry.
Well, it's evolving, definitely. I love how the fashion industry is like the circle of life. Everything that happens always come back. It comes back like about, I don't know, 30 years.
All right. And what trends are you following in the fashion sector currently? Pardon me?
Yeah, definitely. It keeps evolving.
I lost you. You're breaking up a little bit there.
Oh, that's good. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. I'm going to go back to my question.
I was
asking you to please describe something that excites you about the fashion industry.
Evolving. I said again, I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, we're getting feedback from your background, but we're going to
Let me see if it's helped sometimes. Okay, let me take a... Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, all right. All right, what was your question? Sorry.
Okay. Can you please describe something that excites you about the fashion industry?
The fact that it keeps evolving. When the designs keep coming every so often, mostly like every 30 years, fashion comes back full circle. So I like the way it comes back and it gets better as the same looks kind of keep coming and going in that circle and coming back every so often. They come back and they have better looks than the last 30 years.
Right. Do you have a signal light or something on right now?
You know what? It sure is. It's awesome.
Okay. Okay. And what trends are you following in the fashion sector currently?
Currently, I'm into the mini. I love a nice short mini skirt. I'm into that look, but mostly 70 designs, 70s and 80s. The 70s and 80s looks, those are coming back, and as I mentioned before, they keep evolving. The looks are getting more redefined, and they're more into this new era of fashion. So, yeah, the 70s and 80s looks would be what I would say.
Right. Do you have any plans for improving the fashion industry?
You said plans?
I said, do you have any plans like improving, like making new improvements in the fashion industry?
Oh, yes. Yes, like with the swimsuits. You know, I want to design the swimsuits to, as I mentioned, how you kind of go back to the way they were when they were more high-waisted and when they were more like outfit you could wear and just take the cover off and wear, you know, wear it around the pool or the resort. I kind of want it to be more like an outfit, and then you just wear it, but you can also swim in it.
Right. Yeah, that sounds kind of exciting and different. And according to you, who is the most stylish celebrity?
Oh, Tracee Ellis Ross.
And why do you say that?
Because Tracee Ellis Ross, she uses her own personality when she dresses herself. You know, as she mentioned before in an interview, you know, her style comes from her mood, just like mine. Whatever mood she's in, that's what she wears. And, you know, she takes, if she sees an outfit she likes, she takes it and kind of recreates it to be, to fit her and to make it her own look.
Right. If you weren't into fashion designing, what do you think you would be doing right now?
This is something in fashion. I don't think there's anything else I would want to do, to be honest. It's always been fashion. Every time I try to shy away from it over the years, it comes back. So it's like I can't leave it. It's in me. Like I breathe it. So, yeah, it would definitely just be fashion. Some area or industry of fashion.
If you, for our listeners, what do you have coming? What's new? What's hot? I mean, you know, what should we be looking for?
New York Fashion Week. That's coming up in a few weeks. My show date is September the 9th, I believe, at 5:30 p.m. at the House of Mirrors in New York. And I can't wait to show that because that's a redefined 70s look. Like I mentioned how the fashions keep evolving and coming back. Well, I have some 70s look based off of Diana Ross and Cher, and mostly evening gowns and cocktail dresses. So that's what I'm excited about to showcase.
All right. And so if someone is interested in finding some of your design fashion wear, where would they find it?
At Leontine Abdullah Official or LeontineAbdullah.com.
Can you repeat that for us one more time?
At Leontine Abdullah _official on all my social medias. So that's LeontineAbdullah.com.
Okay. Now, I'd like to go over a little bit more about just you. Let's talk about you. What do you do when you're not doing clothing and celebrity design?
Honestly, always thinking about fashion. I love to sing, dance, skate. I love traveling, you know, going on trips, many vacays. Sometimes I do self-care vacations because as an artist, we're always thinking and always creating. You can't cut it off. So as I'm out doing my self-care, I'm still thinking about fashion and, you know, designing. So I try to put those visions into, like, my trip. You know, maybe if I'm roller skating, then I'll create a look for that day, for that mood, whatever season it is. If it's spring, I'll do something springy and go roller skating. And if it's a mini vacay, you know, I'll do something nice. I love the movies, so whenever a new movie is out, a good new movie, you know, I'm usually a friend of mine and I, we go off and we see a movie. But other than that, it's always thinking about fashion pretty much. Fashion is incorporated into my everyday life.
And so has it been easy for you to be able to balance, you know, your work life and your personal life, you know, is it easy for you to bring balance between the two of them, you know?
wasn't at first, but it is now because I've set aside time and organized time for certain things, whereas before it was just always fashion. If I had a client, you know, I was taking on too many clients, and now I focus more on my ready-to-wear to sell online, so that way, you know, I have more time for myself and not taking in as many clients as usual.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I want to say thank you for taking out the time, because I can see you're multitasking, you know, even today. And I want to say thank you for taking out the time to come on Faces of Success. You know, I really appreciate you being on the guest, on the show. I want to ask you, you know, because I know sometimes you get, you know, clients, you know, that may be, you know, kind of hard to deal with. How do you handle that, you know, sometimes, you know, how do you handle criticism?
Well, when there is criticism, because there is from time to time, you know, not often, but every now and then you will endure it. So when I do, what I do is I try to identify, you know, the client's needs, and if it's something, you know, that I can fix or help them with or whatever, then I will, you know, and I'll find a problem-solving solution for them. And if not, I'll direct them to where they can find, you know, that help.
Right.
But usually I'm able to settle. I'm usually able to settle it. Mm-hmm.
Has there been anything that in your days on the road as a designer that you wish you could have changed?
Not really, because I believe everything I went through were learning experiences. Like even the good, I take the good with the bad. There are some things that for instance, like even with like clients or customers, I have to find out and identify that everyone is not my client and not my customer, so I have to stay in the area of who is. And the way I know who that is upon the consultation and upon, you know, the fitting. Then that way I know. Because in fashion, you know, like I said, everybody's not your client in any business. So you have to kind of, I've identified who my audience is and who my clientele is. So that's one of the main things that I'm thankful for at this point in my career.
Right. Well, you know, I want to just say again, like I said, I know that you are multitasking, and I don't want to take up too much of your time, because I kind of feel like you kind of squeeze some of this in for today. And so I want to say from all of us at Faces of Success Radio, we want to say thank you. From all of our listeners, we want to say thank you. We appreciate it. And again, for those that want to take a look at, you know, your lineup, can you please tell us again where they can go to look at that, please? Your website
information.
They
can go to my social medias at Leontine Abdullah, and that's _official, or Leontine Swim _official.
Well, once again, we want to thank you, Ms. Leontine Abdullah, for being a guest on Faces of Success Radio. I am your host. We're going to go to a break. We are out of time. We're going to hear from Chris Jasper from The Love of You. This is a new release. Have a good night. Thank you for being a guest on Faces of Success Radio.
And thank you for having me.
Oh, Professor and honey, all that I I'm gonna be living for the love of you, girl. Giving for the love of you, yeah.
All right, now, you just heard from the Anna Tiana Abdullah. And, yeah, we were just talking about her celebrity designer clothing line, and we want to thank her for being a guest on Faces of Success Radio. I want to give a big out shout out to Gigi Watson all the way out there in Texas. And this is going to wrap it up for the end of my segment right here on Faces of Success Radio. I am your host, DJ Pearl J., right here on Faces of Success Radio on my show. And thank you for being a guest on Faces of Success Radio, Leon. Thank you. Good night.